must I have heard? At one time, blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Abhidhishvara, the bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five stages and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, until no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, a mantra which comes all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tiyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, and humans, asuras, and Kandavas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Jenny Jenzer Nam. Yeah, so what, yeah, so what. So today we gather here, you know, we usually called it, you know, to do a practice, you know, But the thing we gather here is to transform our mind into a positive one.
Tendu yu sen dito chegu yade, jinsen karare, karichene dito chegu wore se zona, ni ngansu ganga yawa jimado du omendo yubi jinsen tere sa.
So why we need to transform our mind because, you know, we all want to be good and we all don't want to be bad.
Tendu yu sen dito chegu karichere se zona ngansu dito bado mendo yubi yunba ganga de yini ngansu sen yi yinwa tendu ane, yini nyanda ganga de yini lagu yare sa.
So why we need to transform our mind? Because, you know, until now, how much we want, you know, good, but always, you know, bad things happen and we couldn't fulfill our wanting because of this untamed mind. So until now, we are under the influence of this, you know, untamed mind. From now on, we are trying to, you know, trying to influence that uncontrolled mind by us, or we are trying to, you know, control our mind.
Tendu yin nenga zo chi ka tu go sa zo na ma zu sen yong de zhong de ji go da ngun ne zhong ni jian de sen yong de zhong de ji go da sen ko rong yang rang me ba jian de ni mo yong de zhuo ni de ne ni go lu zai yong go.
So the point here is, you know, actually, we can, you know, be able to, we can be, you know, influenced by our mind. But, you know, untamed state of mind is under the control of, you know, negative emotions or defilements, so, you know, it create, you know, all the troubles.
Chu jidan sanje khoro ye ben rangi sen de ne sanje temba ye sumba de da lama chu bu tamba mambo ki sonje la chu ji nenga ki tsawa de ka tu ge sen rang sen di ba la tu ge res tele la be chu ji la ja ye ma res nenga tu son do.
So at as Buddha states that, you know, you tame your mind, and this is the teaching of Buddha, you know. And also many masters, you know, also said that if you could able to tame your mind, transform your mind into a disciplined state of mind, then this is the best dharma practice you can able to do.
Yinsan de tenri ji tho zombo de lang so rani tenri ji tho zombo de lang ju ba ma de rani san je tho ji tenri ji tho zombo che la ji ju ne ni ten de dewa sing ji ji ne ji yong wa ji che go du te che be tan da la ni nge de ri chu sing ni nyu gu yin sing ji sen ne ji to sen de wo che de des ji po ban de wo che le da ro che la da des sa na do.
So this kind of, you know, great method to discipline our mind or tame our mind, you know, we are not only able to gain that to ourselves, but, you know, all the we are making an effort, or, you know, taking our responsibilities to lead all sentient beings into this kind of state of disciplined mind. So before beginning the teaching, we will, as usual, we will meditate to create that kind of mind for a couple of minutes. So with this kind of you know, good intention, we you know, just generate, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the teaching called, you know, Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, which is the essence of, you know, all the teaching of Buddha.
Teaching ye chosa lagu yewa la dependent de chu kye lenge ji ye leka chebe so ne ji leka yin bi so ne chi da nga chung te ma je ne ri bi so ne chi tin de zawa ni ne ma re sa la de.
So the you know, the teaching, the stages of the path, or any teaching, you know, Buddha, that, you know, it is not like if you believe in, you know, Buddha, then you have to implement or practice this. If you don't believe in Buddha, then you don't have to practice. People might think like that, but that is not the case here.
Pena nepa yinsona, ne chue to te kangai che go ro la.
So if you are ill, you know, you will try your best to, you know, to heal that illnesses, that everybody will do the same thing. So this kind of stages of the path to enlightenment teaching is established on four chapters. So first chapter is who composed this text. So second chapter is if you know that particular teacher compose this text, then what kind of goodness contained in this teaching? That's the second chapter. So if that teachings contain that kind of, you know, that kind of great methods, then how one should teach and how one should listen to it. That is about the third chapter.
Then Lama Thomas Yun de Sha Tse in the Chungo de Chugo Gondo, the Chego de Ko, he Lam Chubutan Bikro Sujin Mayola, the Katu Tundi, Chi Kajuma Josian, Chi Marilla, the Kochula, Chuji Chawas and the Chula, Kisho Chibitanda.
So this, you know, is like, you know, before the teachings, Lama arrived, we do the prostrations and like that, you know, that is not created by, you know, somebody in between, not like that. That is from the, you know, from the teaching itself, it mentioned that to reverence or to venerate the teaching.
Chosung Yalama Madeza, the Nishazi, Mende P, and in the Mande, the Sayanko, Chun Yoboki, Nishawaji, Chuji Chawari Salada. Lama Sachaway in the Lagachewa Malada, Chu Sachaway in the Lagachewa.
So, also, you know, when the listener get up and, you know, teacher sit down and do the prostrations and do the mandala offerings and do the supplications and so on. You know, why we do that is not because of the Lama is great. We do this because the teaching, what he going to reveal is great. So once in a while, you know, if we don't get a reminder, we might forget.
So, you know,
if we live like that as a, you know, as a kind of rule or as a kind of regulation like that, then, you know, then we don't know the, you know, meaning and the purpose. So, you know, we will be, you know, that is how we get spoiled. So the fourth chapter is the actual, you know, teaching from beginning to end.
And such as about the Lazio, the only, the new junction but the Lahanian channel tombo, caricature and boys and intimidation any tango or city, such a tombo there are, gigantangos, lavati.
So the fourth chapter is the, you know, body of the, you know, teaching. So in the fourth chapter, in that is the case, then how we should or where we should begin our practice. So, in that, mentioned that first we need to seek a authentic, you know, reliable, you know, instructor. So, you know, that is not only, you know, from the, you know, this teaching side, but in our mundane, you know, life, you know, when you are going to a school or when you're going to start a job or whatever, first you need to have a good, you know, experienced instructor or a teacher before you begin your job. So all these things, you know, we have talked, you know, almost 2 months, so Rinpoche not gonna repeat it, it again.
So,
you know, if we need to begin from the, you know, reliance on our instructor, then, you know, how we should, you know, rely on the instructor, you know, we should meditate on the reliance on the teacher. So if we need to meditate, then, you know, what are the subjects, what are the techniques or the method of the meditation? Then it says there is two kinds of meditation, the analytical meditation and the stabilizing meditation. And also, you know, some people might argue we don't need the analytical meditation. Then, you know, it refutes the, you know, that kind of argument. So we already went through that kind of argument about the, you know, requires of the analytical meditation. Not only, you know, stabilizing meditation is not sufficient. That is how, you know,
Then a gunshibanes, passenger jessie tisiles, gumbership, sheshawan, eat the ekiwaj in the sheba, the yungubu sheba was, sheshiba takoa said the penas, debug gong, hiji gunshibane, eat the tijibala.
So we read through the text, page 111. Therefore, understand meditation as it is explained in Dharma Mitra's clear word commentary. Meditating is making the mind take on the states or condition of the object of meditation. For example, meditating on compassion and meditating on faith means that the mind must be made to develop these qualities. Because of this, even the great translators sometimes use the term path of meditation, and that other times use the term conditioning. In this, the phrase from Maitreya's Ornament for
So how
we need to meditate on compassion and how we need to meditate on faith, you know, is as mentioned here, you know, our mind must be made to develop these qualities. So how if somebody said that we need to, meditate on the compassion toward all the sentient beings, how we understand this, to meditate on compassion toward all the sentient beings, how we understand. So likewise, you know, if we meditate on the faith toward the Buddha, how we understand it if somebody asks.
Mm-hmm. Tēsēmi dī kōrōng tā kārāhān sōndu wā lā dēndē lā, bēnā tēpā dā hīnchī gāngsī kāndē rē sā sōnā, bēnā sāngjē yīn tēn yāndā yāndā sāngā tōmbā lā dēnē, sāngjē lā rāng mē bā yīchī gābōn rābō chī dāng, mē bā rābō chī yōng, gābōn rābō mē bā rābō tā kārāhān lā yī rōmbā dēyā chī lā, tēpā gāngsī gārī lā dā.
So like mentioned here, you know, as we meditate on the faith toward the Buddha, you know, we meditate that repeatedly, you know, and familiarize it. After that, you know, we get really closer toward that object, and as well as we can prolong our time of meditation becomes.
Yin ju gan se de yang pe na sin che de dong ye na chi sa ne ni dong he te la chi chau gu gun do a nyam bi yi lo shu chen bo da wo chi yong de sin che de la mi bi yin ji lo te yin na de wa chi le yin ji se ma re yin ju gan se la da le.
So likewise, meditating on compassion, you know, if you know, you meditate on compassion of the suffering nature of sentient beings, then you get a real, you know, your mind is real, you know, into it, and you generate a, you know, great, you know, compassion decided to, you know, take the responsibility to dispel their misery, and the mind become in that nature, and it, you know, it stays there, you know, for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Tepa dan hinji gansengi de miki zula tawa nagi mare lada. Piki ki yuji jangshila jane, ni kola tani chi gamba soni chi mare. Rani ki lo te yana tepa zogoro, yana hinji zogoro, teni ngon dega urasa lada.
So meditating on compassion and meditation of faith, on faith is not like, you know, looking at some, you know, something and, you know, and meditate on it, not like that, you know. Meditating on compassion and meditating on faith is, you know, very nature of our mind abide in on compassion or on faith.
Ninja gamba said mi ki zula ta ma yimbo lo te yingwa jine gang se ne yong chi mun de song yero.
As in the treatise says that, you know, when meditating on compassion, you know, you don't meditate on compassion like looking at a you know, looking at an object externally, seeing an object externally, not like that, but, you know, a very nature of your mind, you know, transform into compassion or faith and abide in that nature.
Ta yang lo wen da yin na de she lo za wa chen bo nang chi chang se ren ga gan bi lang xi ba jo la se ren ga ngo do jin le se tong da gan bi lang da la xie sun ba da ra gong ba ju de se gan do gong ba ni den ji go se de yang ji zhen xiang be yin jie yang la tong to yang da gan bi lang ni la yang da yang de sen ba da jeda nge do gambi lan xie techen papi gong lan yinbi yang yang senpa tang jewa tang nge pa toba yoba sunpa la xie na chong wan tang gang yin ga wan do pa ni xie ge je ne so wasa ante pata lo rachi.
We read through the text again. Because of this, even the great translators sometimes use the term path of meditation, and that other times use the term conditioning, As in the phrase from Maitreya's Ornament for Clear Knowledge, the path of seeing and conditioning and meditation are synonymous. Furthermore, Venerable Maitreya says, as for the branch of certain differentiations, the path of seeing and the path of meditation, it is repeated reflection, comprehension, and definite discernments that constitute the path of meditation. Maitreya says that repeated reflections, comprehensions, and definite discernments constitute the path of meditation for Mahayana noble beings. In light of this, it is ridiculous to claim that meditation and sustained analysis are contradictory.
Mm-hmm. Because sounds like it pearl joint because any gong saying that the gomba saying it in dangerous joy is sondwa.
So, as mentioned here, the great translator, you know, who translated the Buddha's teaching from Sanskrit to Tibetan language, you know, at that time, the meditation term, they translate that into the Tibetan, like, you know, get used to or get familiarized to.
Then the Java Shamba Yellow, any Shansen Papa to say, any Pena Shansen Papa said the bed, Gonon Tosangi, Pena Gonju Tosangi to say, Yando Yan, the Jago, Yando Yan, the Jinses Anato, Yando Yan, the Jago, Yosona, any Mosuletombo at the Salada, any Chigan, the Joganica go by the same go or under what is it at Tenda.
So, as you know, Maitreya also state that, you know, the path of seeing. Those, you know, great practitioners, the path of seeing is almost, they are in the, you know, almost becoming the, you know, the bodhisattva's path of seeing, you know, they are almost, you know, in becoming the arhats, or, you know, the attainment of the path of seeing. So, you know, they also need the constant familiarizing with the, you know, or meditating repeatedly on the objects. So if that is the case for those, you know, beings, then why there's no need to mention to meditate or to familiarize with the, you know, objects, people, ordinary people like us.
And
like mentioned here, the, you know, bodhisattvas on the path of seeing, and, you know, bodhisattvas who attain the higher realizations, if they also need the, you know, they also need the meditation to familiarize the subjects or the objects of their meditation, their attainments, then, you know, if somebody said that we ordinary beings don't need that, if that we say that, then that is kind of love making a joke or something.
Tetanans, rangi ye la gongba gongshi ngen de zang, xie yong de ni si xie bi langji rinba tang jie gandu sunba tang sa. Lo du le de ta ye na lu dang long xue tang sa. Si nang jun me chi ba tang wang tang, sung wang tang, ta ba tang, pe wang, jiri gang ba xia wo. Xie long, lu long xue, ge za sung re re la, tang sung ta pe, xie 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 ba tang jie gandu sunbi xie re. Ganshi bati jachunchun shila mezon ngon ansan, tenpa da sun, no shafji.
We read through the text again. Furthermore, there is no need to statements which explain that the purpose of sustained and repeated analysis is meditation. For instance, there are references to meditating on faith, meditating on the four immeasurable and the spirit of enlightenment, and meditating on the impermanence and suffering. Shantideva, in his engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds and the compendium of training states, I compose this in order to condition my own mind. In this way, he said that all the stages of the path that he explained in these two texts are meditation. Further, the compendium of the training says, therefore, meditate continuously on any distribution, protection, purification, or enhancement of our body, resources, or merits. This indicates that meditation includes any performance of four practices of distributing, protecting, purifying, and enhancing with regard to our body, resources, or root of virtue. With this in mind, do not take meditation to be very limited. So as mentioned here, you know, meditating on, you know, on faith, meditating on compassion, you know, this meditation need a lot of, you know, analysis, repeated analysis, you know. These are mentioned in all the, you know, teachings.
Then jese shwa la ki shun ju chim sa de ne nge gang je bi tan da la zang ba yin s rang ge yi la gong xing ye de zang s rang ge yi la gong xing ye de zang song la yu de ni xie gang yu ba de se bo se jiang de wa la da ma de ne mi zu gang je je me duo yong zang ye de la gang je guo guo duo.
And also, you know, the Shantideva mentioned here, I compose this in order to condition my own mind. So condition my own mind means to get familiarized my own mind. Or, you know, in order to meditate my own mind. So like that. So, you know, if you compose a, you know, text, you are meditating on it too.
So,
and also as mentioned here, therefore, meditate continuously on any distribution, protection, purification, or enhancement of our body, resources, or merit. So, and, you know, practice, all this practice also, you know, understand to be a meditation.
Mm-hmm. Pena ja chenpo shuyu jilu kwa jirima do chunchun jilin jini kwa lin jirimi do sondwa, kwa mazono sondwa di.
So as mentioned here, do not take meditation to be very limited.
Nga tsang yipa sanna tong na re, pe na gong jung yin na tenda sanna tong, tenda sanna tong bal tenda di xie guro wala. Tenda xie bi tau gong yinba de, jie gong lo go gong ra uli jiro wala, jidang yin na.
So meditation doesn't mean that, you know, close your eye and just sit still there, think nothing, and not like that. So it need lot of, you know, activities there. Like, you know, when we are going to meditate on some subjects, first, you know, you need to learn or study those subjects, then contemplate on that subjects. And when you come to a point that, you know, you convince, you know, that is unmistaken, you know, then you meditate on it. So, you know, all these things are, you know, meditation.
Then you look at that. 现在多巴团结前进银巴参结于给是中年是所所多比国汤马所所多比港汤结多于罗多给他起班电年是将那给看不哈上给录音了是这个把你现在当哈东给告诉谢巴下午是这个是你刚才老板的他的问题我也多大的
So we read through the text again. Moreover, to claim that all conceptual thoughts involve the apprehension of sign of true existence and thus prevent enlightenment is the worst possible misconceptions in so far as it regards all discerning meditation, discerning meditation. This is the system of Chinese abbot Hashang. I explained this refutation in the section on serenity and insight.
Den ryu to ba tang je pang ja se sing de pe mi sing nya ka chen bo le song do an de yong chen mo na la ki pa chen bo che bi ge chang lo to de she de s ni yong de da ge de ne pe mo che so so to be shi ge bo kon na na la s xieba no jian nian ne ji ce ge ba me ba tong ye so s ge si to ba kang ga de me po zo gu ye so na ni yong chen mo la lo jo che gi pe ge chen bo le s pe du ji xian na sa bo le song do
So we read through the text again. About Hashang. I explain it, refutation in the section of serenity and insight. This misconception also interferes with the development of the deep respect for the classic texts, because these texts are mainly concerned only with the need to this discerning analysis, whereas Hashang's system sees all analysis as unnecessary during practice. This is also a major case of a cause of teaching's decline, because those who have this misconception do not recognize the classic scriptures and their commentaries to be instruction, and therefore belittle their value.
변은 저기 배선의 동의 지에서는 변은 공부를 이용 깨달아지게 자화시를 된 것은 강제를 편도진의 말이 그 말에 세서나 아니 하여튼 가르치는 그 말에 세서나 자화시를 하죠 자와라 알레 뭐 무슨 나서 또고 말이 이니 또 방거든 전에 제바 전에 강제 연연 자고 그러라다 근데 이 자화시를 연연 전에 편도 말에 세서나 백기에 전부 차서 알라다
So we need to be careful about this. You know, this is a very, you know, important subject. You know, if we don't know about this, then, you know, like Nagarjuna's, you know, text, Root of the Wisdom, you know, like that, that kind of treatises, you know, we don't need to study, these are not meditation. If they say like that, then you know there will be really, you know, really kind of danger.
Temazito Batanji Sensi Ponger is saying in the Yindaba Yushuda. Temba Nubijin and Dichet is on the Sanjay Temba. Nobody be any chin, pet chin chamburis. Carrier says on Sondo Gunde, Sondo Gunde Chemo, non Danga to Mindoa, Tonis, Jitsi made the shadows.
So as mentioned here, you know, to claim that all conceptual thought involved the, you know, apprehension of sign of true existence, then, you know, that would be a big mistake and also a major causes of the Buddha's teachings decline.
Mm-hmm. Pena tegi jinsen shi esona pen sanje ji tenpa nemen nesa kandit tagur esona sanje ji tenpa nemen nesa sanje ji tenpa zin ba yuemel tagur esona ali tombo.
So, you know, in the world, you know, if Buddha's teaching still exists or not, it depends on the, you know, whether there is the holder of the Buddha's teaching or not. If there is nobody who holds the Buddha's teaching, then, you know, the Buddha's teaching disappear from this world.
Pena nomba nene nola sanje ji tenpa kanen ne gore sa sona pen nomba nene nola gomba chenpo ye nolo le kusung tu ne shu ye na sanje tenpa ne se gore se ge ma re la da. Tenbi tangchwe sengi de en longi tenpa da tobi tenpa nye ye re es. Tenye nebi tse kar zen tenpa zenpa da tenpa mawa. Tenzi shiba ma zi, dhruba shiba konayi, tenyi le tusan gongsung je na gongzhu shingye je yo suna, sanje je tenpa longba tila ne se la gu re su, dhara sung ra, kenchu inyayi.
So in such a place, you know, whether the Buddha's teaching is exist or not, it not depend on if there is a big monastery, temple, and inside the temple there are many statues, and, you know, all those things exist, then, you know, Buddha's teaching exists. That is not the case. You know, how you know, we define the Buddha's teaching exists or not is, you know, there are two kind of teachings. Transmission of the teaching and realization of the teachings. So, you know, if there is a people who still transmit the teachings and if there is a people who study the teaching, contemplate the teaching and meditate on the teaching, if these activities exist, then, you know, if there is no monastery, no Buddha's statue, like that, but still that thing's going on, then the Buddha's teaching still exists.
This one is Jun Chambola, any Chipa Chete, any Gonjo, Gila, and Dogore Salasona, any Jun Chambola, Hosha Chamber, Pentomasuala.
So misconception like that, you know, if they say, you know, studying on the classic scriptures and their commentary on instruction of those things, you know, are not the meditation, then, you know, then that's it.
Chuzu Tijin, Gonjong Yasona, Chichenangan Tone, Mandan Masa, not in the port of Vigila, Tangazolina, Jenny Janeski, maybe Carson Cook, Combu, when you raise a shoe chata chen, Invasi Chen, Mado, Nyanuski, Heg, and the Salad.
So maybe when you guys meditate, you know, it really. Your meditation might maybe hit the target. But like us, you know, we are kind of, you know, used to hearing these things all the time. So, you know, when we meditate, it is not like that.
Then, chigan jinu gogo mare jogan chigo gore singe de leka jinu meja wa che ne pena sat ne kada cha pena sat chu chu de thong chu chu yin de se ne so ni de ne ji no ar chi khogme do ya sala da so pata na leka jinu che ma gen jin be me hlo do go chi
so if like mentioned here, you know, if somebody says that, you know, you don't need the, you know, analytical meditation, you know, like mentioned here, if somebody say like that, then, you know, we immediately think that, you know, you don't wanna, you know, cook the food, but, you know, your food come spontaneously, you know. We cease like that.
Pena nga tsuki jinnu lozo jinnu che manyu nga chi pena ganja gwenye sena chino ganja te desa lao sona ku karche gure lada.
So, for example, if one have no study anything, and you know, I ask him to sit and meditate, then what that person could do? So for that person, you know, if you ask, you know, you study, you do the meditation reliance on the guru. So if you ask him to meditate on the reliance on the guru, then what could that person do?
That kolo chwa sa ba ji le gu ro la da shen ni de ga je se de ya na ji la ma de ji le pe jan de ji ti nyu na la ma de de ji sen ga de de ji go de ji ma do ye shen ni le te pa te pe yo ye de ge ge cha ma ro la da.
So maybe that person could, you know, just think about his you know, guru as object, and that might be it. So by doing that, you know, he won't develop or enhance nothing more than that. So, the analytical meditation is like a preparatory thing for the stabilizing meditation.
So
we, through the text again, question, if as you say there are two types of meditation, analytical meditation and non-analytical stabilizing meditation, what kind of practice involves analytical meditation and what kind involves stabilizing meditation? Reply, I will explain this. Analytical meditation is necessary for meditation such as those on faith in the teachers, the great importance and difficulty in
shi basha des din men da da ta ne yo lo gi da de le che do mo go wa ki me lu shen che la de pa gan ba ta se ten jo ten che shin se nie ga wa da che wa me ta ba da len de da ku yi ni mi da xiang qu ji sen gan ba ta ba la ne xi gan go so sa
so I will explain this. Analytical meditation is necessary for meditation such as those on faith in the teacher, the great importance and difficulty in obtaining leisures and opportunity, death and impermanence, karma and its effects, the fault of cyclic existence and the spirit of enlightenment.
Deta teda lani es, lo shu chala jin rin yi ku ni par re go te es. Teme na teda ki dosho ma gi basho ngu mini bi shetan. Lo teta ba cheba ne yanda an yandu soso she, soso tobe she ne gamba kona la rale bi shoro osa. Pena asa te patro.
So, this is because this meditation need an awareness that is long-lasting, very forceful, and capable of changing the mind. Without this, you will not be able to stop the force that opposes this meditation, such as disrespects. Furthermore, the development of such a powerful awareness solely depends upon repeated meditation with discerning analysis, for example. So, to have a genuine, unwavering faith in Buddha, to develop that kind of faith, first what we need is we need to have an awareness or the, understand the great qualities of the Buddhas.
Did you know Tepa ki yuen ki thoshi tsu yasho karir se so na ti tel mi bi tepa che wala tel ti yuen ten dikhe go yuen ten thongwa di tebi jere se ba.
So best to, enhance our faith in such a thing is first we need to know the greatness of that thing. If you know the greatness of that thing, then our mind become closer and develop the faith in it.
Did you know some schedule bena yenten thong la te pa ani garden thong la kubas ani garden chambu yin ba she so na de lo kyushe che gara ma to te pa che go ya ma la sala.
So in the Tibetan saying that If you see that thing's quality, then you will feel faith in that thing, and if you feel kind from that thing, then you will respect. If you see the qualities, then your mind become closer toward it.
So do do I mean some thing yabo shu to sell then kaki call shu go garden and cut some then the cheaper than the queue and the tone call gabo che then momo do ala da this is also ya ya sa ne pe ya so na ni sanje yin ten tone ala den ni te ba che se then pe chi pe den chi ban ro go mi da sa
so that could be the same you know analogy like you know the sportmans they play you know or whatever the sport is really good then everybody become closer to him and like him. So likewise, you know, if we practitioner's point, if we sees the Buddha's quality, then, you know, we become closer toward Buddha and, you know, we develop faith in Buddha.
Pena tena hire pena nga chu gi mi le den se te ke chen bo yin ba ka ris da da chen bo ji du thu gore ta da ka du thu gore sa na jo wa shma phen che ji de wa du thu gore sa na de le gi ke chen bo ti ba la den ne ni den jo den chen bo yin ba de xie jo ro de mo jo mi so de ne xie ske me do la da ta che chen ne jin se sa na do ma do
so la xie ga gu bi jin se so likewise you know the human rebirth is so precious why because you know it can attain you know benefit for many future lifetimes if you know that then you know you feel the human rebirth is really precious
chowa mata ba da ga le nde da ga le pe na khuyi ni mi sha ju ye sen sen de gao la mi zun ne sha ju sen ga ye ki mu duo la da pe na dong ye de du ni bo de ran ni ye de wa de ba xian de wa de ba jin sen de xian ne ni ran ni le pian to bi jin sen de xian ne gan je ma ga se sha ju ye sen gao zi de jin de meng ga de da ni da ge ni ji ni se ni mo cha de jin se san na dong ne sha ju sen ra ji le jie le duo sa la da
so likewise you know death impermanence karma and it effects and you know the awakened mind all these things with correct reasoning you know you develop faith in it you know otherwise if you close your eye and just think of nothing and meditate as you know say meditate on those things then it won't make any differences
mena ben dino no moncha soso to be shero se de to moncha soso to be shero se sona yila to jeban ju be chane she gola de ko shero se de yila ta che chen
so here it says discerning analysis so discerning analysis is means that using correct reasoning
once you see corona pen so so to ba se di pen ti de ton de beji cholo nyolo de ja me ja che ye sheng ye so de ji kono min corona ten de ji go do ala da ne
so here discerning analysis means that you know not all are you know mixed together not like that discriminate you know everything you know separately
so so to be sure said the chuchi ko lu sho ma so send in ji ten ki sha ya yan so so to be sure men ma tromba cha ga ma re la da so so to be sure ya so ma tromba shu ji cha ga re la da
so likewise here you know discerning analysis is not only important for the dharma practitioner but in our you know in our mundane you know life you know this discerning analysis is very important if you don't have this then you're not going to be a honest person
pena nga ndobu jilo soso to bi sira ya bo yosona pena nga pena namba sanje pa yin se soso ge nambi tawa chi ko de chore je nda de bi de pema to ge re se ne be de yu sha ge ma re la da ko ka ji ma je ne je ba ko na je ne ro re la da
so likewise if you have a discerning as for Rinpoche, have a good discerning and analysis, then, you know, he won't say that, you know, he won't fall into any extremes. Like, you know, Buddha's, you know, teaching is the best among all, and, you know, disregard any other teachings. Not like that. It won't happen like that. He consider for him, you know, Buddha's teaching is the best, but, you know, he have discerning analysis, then he will also have a decent respect toward the other teaching too.
Bena tanda reji cha jana nga bena so so to bi nan chyo gi ngo ne de ma la da me bi jin sa ga sa zo bena nge nam bi chulu le pa sen bi chulu jin ji tanda chulu ma ra wa den de shi bena ka kha sen de shi ta de jona jin jo thu ma la da me tu ka re ko shung lu ji ngo ne de la da ko du are se de yu sha de ke ma re da ka je so so to bi shi ra gi che ba che ma re sa la da ka je
So, at this time right now, as for Rinpoche, you know, he don't have a discerning analysis. His mind is on the bias toward the Buddha's teaching. So, you know, he has not learned, you know, or, you know, he has not done any analysis toward others' teaching.
Kasi nga zo pena tenji pena loma ki tsenji shiwe de loma tel lo suwa neba chi gugudwa, lo suwa neba si di nongchi shiro yeba chi la segiri sa bata.
So, as earlier, you know, when we check our teacher and teacher need to check the, you know, disciples, so if the disciple, one of the quality of the disciple is, you know, unbiased thoughts. So, you know, you need to be unbiased. Unbiased comes because of discerning analysis.
Bena shangchu yi sen de jin ji sen de sen chen no lo ya ji nyang do chen ne bena sen ta ne bo cha bi so ne ji so so to bi shi ra sen de yi ga na ma ta ji chen ne jue me bi so 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 to bi na ji shi ra shu chen bo ye so na zam le ne nyo da ko yong ye la me bo zo ye shi ra ye re sa la da le ne no ji no ban ji bi shi ra ya bo ye na so ngo so shangchu yi sen de de shi ye de ba na shu bi chan no xie ro ma do shi ra gi chan no shu mo a ji xie ge me wa la da 실어 코노기 랑이 깨지시에서나 레니 넘버집이 실어 생이 되어서나 변 잡을 이 시대 속에 실어도 조어인 비서는 지래라
So like compassion and love, you know, these are actually these are more, you know, conduct or the behaviors. So, you know, if this doesn't reinforce by discerning analysis or discriminative wisdom, then, you know, it cannot able to enhance. So if you have a, you know, discerning analysis or discriminative wisdom, then it really, you know, have a ability to create a world peace.
Ndich. Dang azol ka de na sanje su ki peja de ta do san de jonje peja ni den den do pe na sa. Chayi la du bi sama dron do ba mana ni ne de cha tra po che wa ta sa. Da la yi de mu wa sama ma do sa na she da tra po che wa jen no sa. jinsen yang de yang de samba la ten ne ni de pa yin de kare ne shu chen bo pe bi jinsen ga de san bian de de ro a san ga song de yu do a
so we read through the text for example when you mistakenly superimpose many attractive characteristics upon the object of your attachment you produce intense attachment. Similarly, when you think often about the unattractive characteristics of your enemy, you produce intense hatred.
Bien, chapa shu chimo do adang, bien, dawan shu chirin do adang, kare chien shen yu du, ngozu, taje se shere chegu malo adang, ngozu toji, mwanche wa cha chen de ching wang den de mazu. Taje chen de, tanda de sumba na yigi, ya, joshi chi jo de, taje chi chen yin suna, jinsen ho du karin do duwa re, chapa shu chimo do ya tanda la, pegi gi, chapa dron do sa ki tela, misi gi, do da duwa re, shedan shu chimo do sa tela, kwe tanyi ngala chela su, chi jire, nini re se, jinsen shu chimo do,
So, like mentioned here, when our, you know, attachment and our hatred intensify, you know, we don't check our mind how it happened. If we look back and, you know, check how this happened, then we will know that, you know, we think often about the, you know, attractiveness and the unattractiveness characteristics and exaggerate further created by our thoughts, then, you know, it produces intense hatred and attachment.
Tenas, long the gumbalane, each number seal, Tanji, do you check Jagan Chess the Cheswan Lada? Shanchu send the Matabatas, Jagan Chek of Jensen, Monche Jagan the Imbis, Jagans and the Ritual Segre, say, taking yuns into a Jagger Salada.
So, hope we know, you know, all this, you know, cause and effect, impermanence, and faith. And compassion, you know, all this needs analytical meditation. And what is analytical meditation? Hope we all understand it.
Tan jogang wana kandar sena, tena lang tada gamba lani es, yiji namba se mese dhaye es, lo yin zin tan shu cha la jin rin wa gobe es, jie gang ala xie gang xia wo ji, ala te jie gang kong ni ha rogo yon do ta.
So we read through the text. It is the same in case of any meditation on any of these types of practice, death and impermanence, karma and its effects, etc., regardless of whether the image of the meditative object is clear. Therefore, practice analytical meditation because your mind requires a long-lasting and very forceful way to apprehend its object. So this concludes the analytical meditation. So, you know, it's very important. And kind of preparatory for the stabilizing meditation. So likewise, you know, in the monastery, in Rinpoche's case, that, you know, in the debate in the courtyard of the monastery, when, you know, one has debated a particular, you know, subject for, you know, repeated times, then, you know, that particular subject, you know, after a long, long period of time, that, you know, that remembers vivid and clear, it is hard to, you know, forget. So this is a little bit about the stabilizing meditation. We read through the text. When you achieve a stabilizing meditation such as meditative serenity, you create a service ability that allows you to place your mind on one object of meditation according to your wish. If those whose minds cannot stay on one object of meditation analyze repeatedly while they are trying to achieve a stabilizing meditation, they will be unable to produce mental stability. Hence, in this case, they should practice stabilizing meditation. I will explain this later in the section of meditative serenity and insight. So when you finish your, you know, analytical meditation, you know, then you need to do the stabilizing meditation. So the stabilizing meditation will, you know, enable us, enable our mind on one object of meditation according to our wish, and as well as the, you know, clear and detail, you know, of that meditation object. So we read through the text. Not knowing this system, some even profound, if you are a scholar, you only do analytical meditation. Adepts only do stabilizing meditation. This is not the case, because each must do both. The scholar must achieve stabilizing meditation such as meditative serenity, while the adepts must pursue such a practice as intense faith in the teacher.
Gambi tsite ni jang san do de da ji de shu ni ga ne su su do bi go ne gang ba shin da ma wa song la tsite gang ba tsite gang ba me ba nyu na no ji su ta ba jema me bi shi ra me je wa ju zi jang shi ra je che me pe we Lala Sachi Jim Minjun Des, Lanji Juba Tatubane, Shiro Nani Kincheta, Shilhobe, Makunji Sumbatas, Jeta Jinny Tanji, Mandeba Shibi Shiro, Dubi Shiros.
Again, we read through the text. Furthermore, both the Sutra section of scriptures and the Tantra section of scriptures very frequently say that you must use discernment for both of these methods of meditation. If you lack or are deficient in this analytical meditation, then you will not develop stainless wisdom, the precious life of the path. Even if you develop a little wisdom, it will not be increased greatly. Therefore, you will not quickly progress along the path. because the ultimate object that you achieve on the path is the wisdom that differentiates comprehensively and without confusion the real nature and the diversity of phenomena. As the master Matista said, omniscience is best amongst wisdoms.
Tiki tanda karere sa sona, tanji nangiri, susu tobi shiro yi shi ne gamba te me sona, jina susu tobi shiro yi shi ne gangur se de, donga ni shuji ngamba jayo re sona, ale tongpa.
So like mentioned here, you know, the discerning analysis is very crucial in both sutras and tantras.
Tindri ki susu tobi shiro yi shi ne gamba de me na langji su te meba chawa re. Langji su meba ma zhe me ni me shibi yi, ni rari, kene tuma mi bi shiro jin kondu kondu pe ten roya yo ma re. Kondu kondu pe ten roya me na langju bi tatu bi shiro di nye yo ma re. Te me na tanda lobe teta ki sun bi shiro ne ne sanje ji kubo ta chu tu ji ba di shiro re sun ma de meba chawa re su. Tanda tere ndo.
So likewise, if you don't possess the discerning analysis or the discriminating wisdom, then, you know, you lose the, you know, precious life of the path. And also, you cannot able to obtain the stainless wisdom, like mentioned here as Masters Marcita mentioned that, you know, among all the, you know, wisdom, the omniscient is the best among all wisdoms. So, you know, so you, and also you are not able to obtain this omniscience wisdom.
Bena nga so katu hiengi chin so na terwa, bena sanje ji kofo dhru se de shiragi chodu jiba de yunbi taki le dhugu arima do, jen keke maro wala da le.
So usually we say that, you know, we need to attain Buddhahood. So Buddhahood really means that, you know, to obtain the omniscient wisdom.
Te kanju ri sa sona mishiba thangje ta thewa de ini thangje shibi shiro de ro ala da te yun bi thang da la ga so sangje sing de za chi mu se de ro ala.
So opposite of knowing nothing is the knowing everything completely. So you know, so to know everything completely, you know, we need the omniscient wisdom.
Ngi me such a jiba the lotus san petro samana shog ni tsu do da diso ga jin ro si ale me joy yo yes na da.
So we cannot able to finish this chapter, so you know, maybe we will do a question answer here.
When Rinpoche, when we talk about doing stabilizing meditation, when you finish the analytical meditation, for example, would this be if you meditate on all the points of reliance on a teacher and you feel as though you really understand that, and is that the point at which you do the stabilizing meditation, or is there something where we would do a little stabilizing meditation after our analytical meditation each day?
Ta chegum da jogum ni ginane tangbo chegum de chene cheba gi tarchi badoje cheba zosuna ane shine jogum de chegu reveta ya chegum da jogum ni sungredu chegur.
So
always we need to, you know, do the analytical meditation and the stabilizing meditation, you know, alternately. Like mentioned before, the practitioner who are in the path of seeing and as well as who are beyond the path of seeing, if they also do the analytical meditation, you know, even though they have, you know, obtained the or complete the analytical meditation, even though, you know, they do the stabilizing and analytical meditation both. So, you know, so when so if that is the case, then we definitely need to do the both.
Ni jeno ne tanda nga chong le tombo le chegang ke che ar sa la.
So among this two, meditation for ordinary people like us, you know, the analytical meditation is more important to do than the stabilizing meditation.
Okay, just one quick question, please. So then does the analytical meditation lead to the spontaneous conviction?
Ani kogitwa de ta chegum chebe ki tamadala ani karisure tamadala ani ta karisure chegum chebe ki tamadala ani beme sundub ge ta che ngam shushu ge ani tendela ani ngeban yegiras
benero ngeban ye sene ngeba alle tanne ye gumare digi mutin mi na jong da dogoro da bena bena nga zoge meta ban da gujin le tong bu jiegan che jiegan yin ju de ma ta la bena meta ba gan bi ni jogam do so na mi gi zo la ta wa na yi ji yi ji she ba ye meta ba jian ba ji thong ye la da de thong de ni ta ka je 落地了,然后里面,落地,接不住啊,说的,接来了的。
So here, for example, like, you know, you meditate, do an analytical meditation on the impermanence nature of, you know, composite phenomena. And, you know, when you do an analytical meditation, at the end, you know, whatever the spontaneous conviction or whatever you say, that, you know, the impermanent nature of the all the composite phenomena that you can see through your mind, you can see raw, vividly, you know, direct perceptions of your mind, you can see it really raw, like, you know, looking at a flower by the naked eye. So you can see like that.
Pena tigin ju de pena jogan do che jogan che bala ten pena sene da bu jinye ba yin so na ini sen de ini ge yu chu la ka se ja na su su gin da pa ka ye ba de sen ge yu chu la mi ba ja tu go la da didi pe che sen la ra wa ta wa de jiro.
So, and also, like, you know, mental, you know, suppleness, when you do the meditation on that, then, you know, when you, at the end, you will be able to, you know, meditate on that particular object as long as you wish, and you don't have any, you know, difficulties or tiredness like that, but you can stay on that meditation object as long as you wish, with, you know, with clear details.
Tato ale tes chi malo ne de jansan ta de demas. Tu a de jansan de yebu chi mendu. De shi sa lan che sa gam ba tsan de jenge che be jen ba ti wa ta sa pa lan je ba la yi ti de ro wa na na lan go ba son yi ta yang da de she ba sha wo sa. Wa ne de ale ti je lo ro chi ta.
So this is not good, you know, part to leave. So we will do a little bit further. Call for the law in Hagumas.
This is Shiroz. Tanji, Jeta Jenya Yichuan say, Tanji Robin, they know the drawing bar. Hobe ma ke che long de dong ni ti ju xie song de xie de de xie de lang le che zang ge ba zang de jing ye che we zhen ba ti wa tang pang lang jie ba la yi tu dun zhuo wa na na lang la ko sa song ye da yang da de xie ba xia wo wo si dan ji luo bian de luo de song jie su luo bian ge ji ji sei ken qian nan ne xie ran nan ne ken qian da sen de.
So we will read through the text, you know. Consequently, understand it as a definite sign of having taken the wrong path. If no matter how much you cultivate the path, your mindfulness is dulled by obliviousness and you are slow-witted about what to eliminate and what to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
所以,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说,我们说, practice, you know, that practice makes us our mind dull, and as well as we have no, you know, the what to be cultivated and what to be abandoned for these subjects, you know, is not, you know, taking any progress, then something is wrong in our practice, so we need to check.
Nyanle gang kase jana ya nyanle kase jana ya je jinu ro me ta du ro go so na ne la ne tu do jin ji de ma re me bi ta yang da re so wa re ta da
so the so in short that you know how much we practice you know it if it bring no progress then you know something is happening wrong. So maybe we stop
here.
So next week Roger will teach. And that next week, you know, we have no gatherings.
No class on April
10th. Yeah, next week, Roger, next week, no.
Tang ngatsu ye. Dere ge yu tsawa teba te ne, ne, che, chen ju ni de song tun re be to ne, ne, san ju ju kongpo san yi te, ne, rang jin san jin tang ju yi ji la, ne, de che yu, ne, ju la hong wu yin da.
So we dedicate to have a successful, you know, analytical and stabilizing meditation in our practice. Through that, you know, it benefits ourselves and all the sentient beings. For that purpose, we do the today's dedication.
Bien, 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 bien Thank you.